This is Hope for Christmas, written by Melissa Chapin, narrated by Tanya Reuter. Chapter 1. Mary Knoll zipped her red Mustang into the parking space in front of the office building in downtown Atlanta. She hopped out, slammed the car door, and barked orders at her assistant into the phone as she hurried through the hall to catch an elevator. The old apartment building she'd tried to sell for the last 6 months finally had a buyer, and she couldn't afford to lose the sale. She needed to get rid of the property fast. With Christmas a week away and the holiday shutdown, she had no time to lose. The client had issued an ominous warning. If she didn't have the paperwork at the bank in an hour, they'd back out of the deal. She stuck her hand into the closing elevator and pushed her way into the crowded space. The lady she forced aside frowned at Mary and rolled her eyes. "Excuse me, Miss Important," she whispered. Mary whipped her head around and glared, but continued barking orders into the phone. Throats cleared and people shifted uncomfortably, but Mary ignored them. Mary had work to finish and money to make. No time for niceties. She stepped onto her floor, her bright red stilettos clicking on the tile as she hurried to her office. She calculated the commission she'd make on the sale and grinned. A perfect way to end the year, making money. Laughter and loud Christmas music poured out of an office when a door opened. Mary scowled. That better not be my office. She marched quicker and honed in on the door of Masters and Sons Realty while she walked. Laughter and music spilled out, filling the hallway when someone in a Santa hat walked into the hall. Mary narrowed her eyes and sighed. This is not good. She had an hour to type the documents and send them to the client, and no patience for an unannounced party in the office. She shoved the office door open and stared into the faces of her happy co-workers. "Uh-oh," someone yelled in the back corner. "Miss Scrooge is back. Quick, everyone. No more happiness." Laughter and hoots followed this comment, and someone tossed a piece of gold garland at Mary. Mary paused, ready to defend herself, but scowled and shook her head. She slammed the office door and sank into her chair. At least the door of her office muffled that cheesy Christmas music. Mary shuddered. Those popular Christmas songs set her teeth on edge, like when she accidentally drank sweet tea. Mary grabbed a notepad and opened her laptop. She glanced at the clock. 55 minutes to earn several thousand dollars. She blew a breath to release some of the ever-present tension in her shoulders and typed furiously. She jabbed the button for her assistant, and Christmas music sounded loud and clear, filling her office with some nonsense about shoes. "Just hurry, please. I need you to run copies." Mary sighed and rubbed her forehead. Her door opened and Jane scurried in. A huge green gift bow stuck in her hair and a plastic elf ears headband on her head. Mary rolled her eyes. "Really, Jane?" Jane shrugged. "What? It's Christmas, Mary. And I'm sorry, but I think you'd enjoy the season a little bit more with a name like yours." Jane pouted and reached for the documents. "My name is Knoll, Jane. One syllable." "Not Noel," Mary said. Jane shook her head. "I meant the Mary part. Your mother should have named you Sour." Jane disappeared, leaving Mary alone in the dark office while holiday cheer leaked in the open door. Mary jumped out of her chair to slam the door, but Oliver from accounting stepped in. He wore a fake Santa beard and a red bulb ornament hung from his collar. "What do you need, Oliver?" Oliver held up a plate of Christmas cookies and grinned. "Where did Jane go? It's almost time for the gift exchange. Cookie?" He held the plate out to her, but she waved him away. "She's working, Oliver. This is an office, not the North Pole." Oliver
Sample complete. Ready to continue?